Welcome back to Breakfast with Bob Championship Edition. We are brought to you by EA Sports Nutrition, Clif Bar, Timex, Roca, Tanya Pura, Rudy Project, Slow Twitch. We've been working a long time to get Andreas Rehler with us. Our final interview of the week. Andreas, congratulations on an amazing race. Second place yesterday. How about a round of applause for Mr. Andreas Rehler?
Thank you.
So we're talking 3 second places, 2 thirds, 2009, 2010, 11, 12, 15. You've had an amazing career here on this island. What is it about this place that that's good for you?
It's my dream, and it's still my dream.
Yes.
So Kona, especially the island, was the reason why I came into the sports, because it's almost 20 years ago. It was
20 years!
Early in the 90s, when I saw the documentary about the World Championship race.
Yes.
And when I was 16, and I thought, oh, that's beautiful. I would like to do a triathlon. So, and I still have these pictures in my mind, and it was always a dream to come to the island. And I mean, first of all, I just thought, okay, once in my life I would like to do it, but now yes. I'm here for my seventh
time.
Yeah.
So early on, the Olympics was the goal. Right? ITU racing?
Oh, yeah. If you grow up as a kid in triathlon, then you have to do some Olympic distance races. And, of course, the being at the Olympics twice was
amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Unbelievable. But next to the Olympics, my second big goal just was to finish my mission to come here to the island.
This race.
Yes, and I just fell in love with this race.
So how hard was it to go from doing the Olympics, which is an event that's an hour and 50 minutes or an hour 45, to an event that takes 8-9 hours? Because when you first started, there weren't a lot of 70.3 races. That's fairly new. So you almost had to go from Olympics to Ironman.
Yeah, I mean, how much time do we have?
We have time.
No. So I went to the Olympics 2000 and 2004.
Yeah.
And it was always my dream to go for my third Olympics to Beijing, but unfortunately I was just the first reverse.
Oh, you were the reserve.
Reserve.
You're the fourth person.
The fourth person to go to Beijing, and it was 2008.
Yes.
And then I decided, it was a wonderful time I had at
yes.
the Olympic distance, and I achieved almost all my goals
right.
I was dreaming about. And then I decided, maybe it's time to move on to go for longer distance.
Right.
And I decided in 2008 to do my first, 70.3, and to do my first Ironman,
right.
which was in November 2008 in Arizona.
Okay, yes.
And I still remember when I got into this race, I thought, oh, the distance, 3.8 kilometers swim, 180 kilometers
yeah.
on the bike, and the marathon. So the distance, well, I was really afraid.
Yes.
But for some reason, I went through the race and I thought, oh, the distance is not the real problem. The problem was the power of will into the race. Because 8 hours focus and to get through the bad patches,
right.
which I didn't understand at the very first time
right.
that it was hurting that much. So, and that was the thing I was really surprised that it takes so much energy in mentally to get through such a race.
Yes. So when you came here in 2009 and you got third place here, did you surprise yourself?
I mean, you know what you can do in training, and you know about all the other athletes. And
right.
I won 2008 Ironman Arizona.
Yeah, and I think you went really, really fast.
I had a really good day.
Yeah.
And then I did the European Ironman Championship in Frankfurt
in
2009.
Yes.
With Timo Brecht, Enik Kolanas, and Chris McCormack.
Yes.
And we had not a sprint finish, but I finished fourth, but not far away from
right.
the podium.
Right.
I think just 20 or 30 seconds
yep.
behind Mekka. And I said, it's a good sign to come to Kona.
Right.
And I still had these expectations in my mind, this big, big, big dream to win Kona.
Sure.
And finally, I was a little, of course, I was under the radar, and it helped me very much to get into this race. And finishing third was, I was really surprised.
And that was 2008 was a Craig Alexander year. And the when you came in 2009 and 10, especially 10, people were talking that that was your race. People thought that you could win in 2010. Did you go into it feeling, okay, this is my time?
I wouldn't say that was my time, but I thought, last year I finished third, and I always thought, I think I got the talent, like all the other guys out there too.
Yeah.
When you have a perfect day to win this race, so that was always my dream. But as a professional, you always go into a race that you want to win it.
Yeah, and so that year, you basically run down Chris McCormick. In 2010, catch him in 23 miles or so, something like that. And I think in running, a lot of times people go, you're the younger guy. If I sit on him, the closer we get to the finish line, the arrow points towards you. If I go, I sit for a little bit or sprint by, but you don't go side by side, right? And show the person. And you went next to him. Now looking back, do you look at that and go, That was an opportunity that I should have done that differently?
I don't think so. I mean, you can't change.
Can't change the history.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I had the power.
Yes.
At this time, you know, I think I would have done this. But finally, I mean, if you look into this race, particular 2010.
Yes.
We have been not further separate than 2 minutes for the whole 8 hours.
Yes.
And when I got Marca, it took, I think 5 or 6 kilometers to close the gap by 10 seconds.
Yes.
And it means we have been on the same...
Running the same pace.
Same pace for the last kilometers. And of course, I thought maybe if it comes to a sprint finish, my chances are a little bit bigger than if I would overpace myself, right, five kilometers before the finish, because it's Ironman.
It's
completely different, and you can lead a race with a huge gap, but you can struggle on the last kilometer to go if you have to walk. And I had this in my mind too.
Yeah.
But I remember on the way down on Palani, Marca just got, you know, this extra gear, and
he just took off.
Yeah. So maybe you can turn this thing around and said, if I would pass Marca when I had the chance, maybe I wouldn't finish in 2010. So it is what it is.
Right.
And I was really happy with my second place finish.
That's the main thing, is you were happy with it.
Oh, definitely. Because yeah. Marca was just the better
athlete. He was a better athlete that day.
Oh, absolutely.
Love that. So then 2012, you get second again. Mm-hmm. Was the same feeling that, you know, hey, Pete Jacobs was the better guy in the day?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I struggled at the swim for my very first time, and I think I came almost 4 minutes behind.
Yes, I remember that. You didn't have a good swim. That was surprising.
Pete, yeah, behind, out of the water, and I was chasing Pete or the main group almost all day long for 4 or 5 minutes, and I think Pete won by 4 minutes.
He won by a lot.
Yeah, by 4 minutes. So, so I was pretty much sitting 4 minutes, 5 minutes all day long behind.
Yes. So that way you know that this is second place is the best I can get today.
Oh, definitely.
So just getting to the race this year, because it's not like it's very difficult to get here. You have to do an Ironman, right? You have to get points to get here. I think you had to finish on the podium at Wiesbaden. Was it Wiesbaden?
It was.
Just to get here, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure, right? Because I think you had been at Ironman Texas. And then you have to go to Wiesbaden and get a podium.
Yeah, that's correct.
Were there times where you were going, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to Kona?
I mean, to be honest, for the last 2 years, I struggled with major injuries.
And what did you have? What were your injuries?
Oh, I got some hip problems, and I got some foot problems.
Yes.
Which I struggled quite badly. So 2013 was an injury, the reason why I had to cancel the race.
Yes.
DNF.
Right.
Which was a very hard time for me. Last year, I struggled with some stomach problems. So, but during the last 2 years, I always managed it back, that my training results were on the same level.
Yes.
As it has been the years before, which is a good sign.
Exactly.
So because you get your confidence in training. But when the data are really good, the numbers are good, then you think, oh, I'm in a pretty good shape.
Right.
But what I didn't realize at the beginning, that because it was my first major injury I had 2013, which I got in Klagenfurt, the Ironman Klagenfurt.
Right.
I still managed a 240 marathon, but I got this problem in Klagenfurt. So, but since then, I struggle a bit. But to make a point is, even if you are injured, you get back on track, right, training-wise, but it's still hard to get in your racing mode again.
Exactly.
It takes time and it takes energy, and it doesn't happen from one moment to the other. And for the last, let's say, 1.5 years, I struggled with my racing mode, mm-hmm, to get back focus all day long, to get confident and to stay focused. And finally, I managed is yesterday.
Yes, wow. And so you get here, which is a victory just to get to the starting line,
yeah,
with everything you went through. And with that type of struggle, does it make you appreciate the race more, just being here, you know, so hard to get here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I made a decision. If I wouldn't get the spot after we span, I wouldn't try it anymore.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to waste so much energy to make the qualification, because
right,
then you are tired. And if you are tired, just to make it to Kona, and if you have the expectations, you know, this big dream,
yes,
it doesn't make any sense to come to the island and to get, you know, just not a really satisfied
right,
result. So, but things got better after Ironman Texas.
Yes.
So just step by step, and finally, got in a really good shape physically and mentally just days before the race.
And yesterday we saw you coming up Helani, and you were about 5:45 back, and you were fifth, sixth, something along that line. And then we heard later that it was down to 2:45. You're really eating into the lead. When you were in the energy lab, and you see Jan Frodeno, do you take a look at him and try to see how he's looking, and if there's any cracks potentially that you can take advantage of? What were you thinking as when you saw him?
To be honest, when I hit the half marathon, I heard that I was almost 3 minutes or 3:30 behind Frodo, and I thought, he got 6 minutes, and now I'm down on 3:30. Maybe there's a chance,
yes,
to catch Frodo. And but it's a marathon, so you feel good and you feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I started heading into the energy lab, you know, I wasn't feeling right.
Yeah.
I got this moment for the next, let's say, 3-4 miles when I was hurting very badly. So
yeah,
there's always this scenario. From one moment to the other,
yes,
you're looking forward maybe to catch up with other people.
Then you can't worry about people coming behind.
Oh, absolutely. And when I was at the energy lab, I struggled badly. So I thought, now it's time just to look bad to manage your third place. So when I got around at the turnaround, and I thought, how's the gap to Sebastian? Because Sebastian was at fourth place,
yes,
and he was looking way stronger than I was,
yes,
feeling at the moment. So I was worried to lose my third place at this point. But when I got back on the
Queen K, yeah,
I started not to recover, but feeling a little bit better. And then I could manage, to catch Tio.
Yes.
Which was another... If you catch somebody, you feel always way better than if you get caught,
right,
by other people. So it's always a really good feeling, which helps you in this bad situation. But you don't feel really good.
Yes. So coming down, you get by Timothy O'Donnell, and you're coming down Ali'i Drive, and you've had, like you said, a couple of tough years. Being back on the podium, being back in second place, did it reaffirm your belief in yourself that you can still win this race?
Yeah, definitely. So I was very emotional.
Yeah.
And when I crossed the finish line, I said, I'm super happy with the second place. And to be back, to keep up with the best guys in the world. And I think you are pretty much in a situation that you are one of the world-class athletes. If you finish on the podium here in
yes,
Kona,
you are.
Then you think, now I'm 39. And maybe there's a chance when I turn 40 next year.
First 40-year-old to win this race.
I mean, I got now 3 second places and 2 thirds, so,
you know. You're missing one. You're missing that first thing.
I think at the moment it's quite unique that I think did ever in history anybody finished 3 times third and or 3 times second and 2 times third.
I'm sure there's somebody out there, but
maybe
not,
so. Even if I don't, anyway, even if I don't win this race, but it's still my dream and it's still my passion doing triathlon, and it's
you
always
still love it.
Oh, absolutely.
And you love this island.
Absolutely. If I wouldn't love the sport and if I would love the island, I wouldn't do the triathlon here.
And you're going to be a daddy.
Yes, which is the biggest challenge in my life.
How about a round of applause for Andreas Raylert? Second place here at the Ironman Triathlon World Championship. This has been Breakfast with Bob, our championship edition. A huge shout out to our studio audience for being with us through 60 plus interviews since last Monday. This is our own marathon. To John Geffram, our producer. How about a round of applause for John, Jamie Monroe, Heidi Jansen. Andreas, thank you so much for taking time.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
All right. That is a wrap from beautiful Coda and Huggos.